Peace River MLA Dan Williams joins us on the line. Sir, thank you very much for joining us. How are things heading into 2023 from your perspective?
Well, I think there's a lot of optimism in Peace Country right now. In fact, across the whole province. I mean, Alberta has been leading the country in economic growth. We have the lowest unemployment across the country, huge job numbers in the last year. I mean, we had 44,000 jobs in December alone, full-time created. Private industry, it's been really optimistic. And you don't just look at the numbers. You can feel it. You can talk to any business owner. You can talk to anybody working in retail. Things have been moving very, very fast. And that's a good thing. The difficulty, of course, has been keeping up with costs. As the economy booms, we also see folks struggling to make sure that they're making ends meet with mortgage, with electricity, with utilities, with the rising costs of fuel and food. And so that's why we've stepped up in the provincial government. And we're going to start to see the first $100 checks coming out to seniors and to families with children under 18 starting in January. So I'm excited to see this very, very broad base of support for inflation coming out. Albertans are saying take action, so we're doing that right now.
That's a good point you bring up, Mr. MLA. How much of a heightened position does the government take as far as the economy is concerned, especially since the province of Alberta may be heading to an election this year?
Well, election year or not, the economy has always been this government's top priority. And we can see that through COVID, as we see other jurisdictions, and even look at the federal government with just inflation skyrocketing, out of control, spending on every single interest group imaginable. The provincial government has increased spending on healthcare and education at the same time because of us supporting our oil and gas industry, because of us being responsible on how we spend our dollars. We've had the first balanced budget in over a decade. In the midst of a pandemic, we still come out financially looking sound. The economy is top priority, and it is probably the number one thing that is most important going into this next year to understand is that we have choice as Albertans. We have a choice to either continue on this trajectory of a growing economy, dealing with inflation where we have the means to support families, or going back down the socialist path that we've seen for the 4 years before the UCP government and attacks on the ability for average families to be able to put roof overhead and food on the plate. And we saw that in full technicolor in the Peace River constituency with the NDP.
How optimistic are you as far as the projects is concerned in the Peace region, like oil and gas, like healthcare, like education, in this specific constituency or in this specific region, I guess, heading into 2023?
I think it's important to link it, just as you did, Keith, that we can't look at supporting our schools, build a new one like Hathaway Van, Peace River, or the new Manning School that we're building, starting construction on, the Blue Hill School we built in up north in McKenzie County, or we look at the bridges that we are putting in, the revamp, the $40 million revamp that we're finishing in Peace River, the potential for the Paddle Prairie Bridge if we move forward with that, any of this infrastructure projects, and I can go on and on. It's not possible if we don't have a growing economy. If we're not good stewards of our finances, if we're not supporting our oil and gas and our forestry and our ag industries in Alberta, I can promise you there won't be the ability to continue supporting our healthcare at record levels, the ability to support our education at record levels. Those two things are linked. And that's always been the philosophy that we took as conservatives, is how are we going to be able to afford the best quality in the world when it comes to any of these public services, when it comes to what you expect as a Canadian, as an Albertan. We do it by continuing to sustainably grow and develop our resources and our industry.
Mr. MLA, I guess job-wise and personally-wise, I guess, for you as the Peace River MLA, do you have goals as both as the government whip and as the MLA for the Peace River constituency for 2023?
Oh, I couldn't be more proud to represent the people of Peace River. If I never had any other job, deputy government whip or anything else, I'd be very happy. It is a full-time job, and the most fulfilling thing I do, short of my marriage, in life, is representing everyone. So I'm just happy to, and I'm going to put my name on the ballot. We'll see if folks are willing to reelect me. I'm hoping that that'll happen. But one way or the other, my goal for 2023 is to serve Albertans, to serve the people I represent. The priority that I hear from folks is continue to see a growing economy, deal with inflation, and be a stable source of government for Albertans going forward, so that families and individuals know that they'll have a safe place to raise their kids, know that they'll be able to have a prosperous life ahead of them, and set their kids off to be better off than they were. So, I mean, that's what I'm going to focus on in 2023. I'm very lucky to be part of the leadership team in the Deputy Government Whip role, and I'm going to be trying to make sure that our entire team focuses on stable, competent government, managing our economy, making sure that we're getting our industry growing in forestry, in oil and gas, and in agri-food processing and farming.
Mr. MLA, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Always good chatting. Talk to you soon, Keith.